We're here on our street between 29th and 30th. And the thing about this house is that two prominent members of the Georgetown set lived here. William Donovan, who ran the OSS during World War II, and Philip and Catherine Graham, who were each publishers of the Washington Post. Well, William Donovan was head of the OSS. That was kind of the predecessor to the CIA. That was the first unified intelligence agency in the U.S. That was during World War II. President Truman broke up the OSS after the war, and people said that it was because Bill Donovan had such an outsized personality that Truman didn't want to deal with one guy having all that power. As for the Grahams, Catherine Graham's father, Eugene Meyer, ran the Washington Post and gave it to Phil Graham, even though he had no newspaper experience, whereas Catherine Graham had been a reporter for one of Meyer's papers in San Francisco. Phil Graham turned out to be a natural running the Washington Post and really helped make it into a national force as opposed to a small-town newspaper, which is kind of what it was at the time. The Graham's house was party central. This was the place to be. You weren't anyone until you'd been invited to a party at Catherine Graham's house. Unfortunately, Phil Graham had psychological problems, and he ended up taking his own life. And he is buried across the street in Oak Hill Cemetery. Catherine Graham took over the Post and led it through some of the most tumultuous times, particularly the Pentagon Papers and Watergate. She is also buried in Oak Hill Cemetery. I'm told that you can see the Grahams' burial plot from the upper floors of this house. And Catherine Graham, at one point, didn't like being able to see it, but after a while, it was comforting. The number of presidents and former presidents and vice presidents and secretaries of state who came to the party here after Catherine Graham's funeral is just testament to what a popular gathering spot it was.